views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I'm with my new co-host, Momo Yasaki. Welcome, Momo.
Hi.
This is today's your first time coming on as a co-host, sharing your segment of what it is that we're doing here in the Millionaire Imprint. And that is, we're here to educate, we're here to inspire, and we're here to shift mindsets for people to how they relate to money, how they relate to their relationship, how they relate to wealth. We're here to shift and pave a new way. And it's been four shows that we've had on the Millionaire Imprint. And you can go to Cornelia Stephanie on YouTube and you can look at all the shows because they're all building and on top of each other. And each one is designed to support you in shifting your relationship with money so that you can embody more of the truth of the wealth, that inner wealth that wants to come flowing out of you. And so my guest today, my co-host, Momo, she is here to, I love this conversation we're going to have because she's got some key insights as to how to radiate wealth. And so Momo, why don't you first tell our audience a little bit about you, who you are and what it is that you do. And then let's talk about this amazing topic.
Absolutely. Today. So I'm Momo. Hi, everyone. I'm really, really, really excited to be here. So thank you for having me, Cornelia. Yeah. Let's see. Who am I? What am I? What do I do? I am an entrepreneur and I like to say that a lot. I like to start there because entrepreneurs, what are they? You basically make opportunity into goal. So that's like the main thing that I do. And then I'm also a healer. I do a modality called Body Talk. And I'm also a manifestation coach. So I do all three of those things. That's like the easiest way to categorize myself. I do a whole bunch of things, but those are the three that make sense for most people. And let's see, how did I get here? So I started off without going too much into my story because I'm going to talk about that a little later just to give you a little summary. I started off my very first fascination in life was science. I was fascinated with the human body. It felt like an inner universe, but in physical form. I didn't know that that's what I was excited about at the time, but that's what I was excited about. And so I loved the human body. I studied genetics. I was like a science nerd. And I thought I was going to go into research. I thought I was going to, work in genetics and go to do the genome and all that stuff. But then what ended up happening was in my end of my college days, I got really, really sick. And for the first time, science had failed me. And it's almost like I was so religiously into science and needed proof to understand. I'll believe it if you show me. So I had that sort of an attitude living up until that point. And I was brought to my knees because that was no longer working. The people that were supposed to have the answers did not have them. Mm-hmm. The reason why I realized I even fell in love with science to begin with was because I was a seeker. I wanted answers. I loved looking for answers. And I loved it when I got an answer. With science, everything felt so concrete. It was proven. There's research. All these years of evolution showing you. And then there's an answer. Ta-da! It was simple. It was easy. I could understand it. And it made me feel safe. because I could understand it. So that was what I was seeking my whole life. And then after I got really sick and that failed me, it's almost like I was brought to my knees. I had no choice. I had to look into another way, because I wasn't about to accept the reality that was being served to me, which was a lot of strong drugs, being dependent on it for the rest of my life and not being able to live a normal life. And so I was like, you know what? And that's when I realized, oh, you know what? It feels like I have no choice, but actually I have a choice. And that was the first time I probably made a choice for myself. Up until then, I've been choosing the best option. What everyone thought was the best option, what everyone thought was like most advantageous for me in my life, that my career, everything. And that was the first time I decided for myself, going, I'm not buying into this reality. This is not the life that I want.
So that's how you became your own authority.
Exactly.
Right.
That was the first time I stepped into my own power. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really, really powerful, because that's really how you got to the juice of the next unfolding in your life, where you can really fully trust and rely on that infinite wealth and source that is flowing through you, mm-hmm. Through your own discovery. Right. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. You're here to talk to us today about what is the biggest mistake that people make with trying to become wealthy.
So this is the part, this was the biggest mistake that I had come to and realized, oh my God, I'm not the only one. And so I wanted to share this, but basically people have a very limited definition of wealth. Mm-hmm. So let's define that first. What is wealth? Before I go into that answer, what is wealth? So most people think wealth is outside of us. So they look at, you know, money is an easy thing to look at and go, oh, that's a part of my wealth, my account, my bank account, my assets. You know, people start talking about the things that they have that are of value that can be turned into money. That's the first thing that they talk about. And they get kind of stuck from there. Sometimes mm-hmm. they go on and go, oh, maybe, you know, maybe this kind of lifestyle, or maybe a house, or, you know, they go on to naming all the material things. But actually, wealth in what I've discovered and is now my definition of wealth is when you are able to, bring into reality all of your desires. That is true wealth, whatever that looks like. And we'll go into a little bit more detail too of, okay, well, the first half of what I talked about was wealth was 3D, meaning, you know, 3D versus 5D. And that kind of ties into the whole Aquarian age, the spiritual movement that's happening on a bigger scale astrologically. But without going into much detail there, if you just look at breakdown to 3D versus 5D, what is that? 3D means there's three dimensions versus five dimensions. All it means is it's more holistic. There's more dimensions, there's more layers, there's more perspective on what it actually is. So in terms of wealth, wealth is way, way, way beyond our material world, our physical reality. We can see that from our senses. We have five senses, right? Five physical senses, but actually we also have five subtle senses underneath each physical sense. So we actually have 10 senses. But we're only exercising our five. Most people are only exercising the five, right? Mm-hmm. And even 10 is very limiting, because really, I mean, there's so much out there that we don't even know that we don't know. But we are privileged to have five that we're aware of, and then we have five more that we can awaken. And once you see it from that perspective, actually, wealth goes beyond just the physical. And it actually comes down to what's inside of you and what you actually desire and how well you can actually manifest and create your desires into form. So that's the definition of wealth that I've come up with and I've been living by. And from there, then the biggest mistake is exactly what I just said, is to think that wealth is outside of you. That is the biggest mistake. And the reason why it's the biggest mistake is because when you do that, it's almost like you're working backwards. And even when they are there, the actual feeling that you're trying to get from being, quote, wealthy, which is safety, feeling happy, feeling
secure.
Secure, exactly. All those things may not be there. And so even though the things are there, if the feelings aren't there, then really, what was the point of doing all this to begin with? And so people lose sight of that.
Wouldn't you say that, you know, that whole difference, the distinction between that is the old world and the new world.
Absolutely.
And in the old world, we used to really accumulate. Mm-hmm. And we used to look outside of ourselves to become wealthy, right? To in that way. And in the new world, it's having that inner wealth that that's where it begins.
Yes.
And that you can manifest what you want, what you need at any given point in time, whatever mm-hmm. you desire, and your desires may change. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so even going further, I'm bringing in a little bit of the law of attraction, which again, we'll go into that a little bit more in detail later, but it's understanding on a deeper level of why you're here, like here as in on this planet during this time in this life form. I believe that we are some spirit soul consciousness that is in the human vessel. So we get to play in both realms and we get to integrate the two. And the reason why we've come to this planet is as, you know, as spirit form is so that we can actually create something tangible and experience from the inside, for example, our emotions. So these are things from my understanding, from my work and from everything that I've known, I've come to the conclusion that in the spirit realm, for example, it's almost like, it's hard to explain this. It's not like I've been there or like I remember all of it. So it's hard to explain, like, this is what it is. But if you think about like all the stories that you hear about people seeing that bright light, right? When they, you know, pass over and come back, for example, during surgery or for freak accidents or trauma, right? You hear
like a near death experience.
Exactly. A lot of people talk about this where, you know, they see a bright light,
they
feel this infinite bliss feeling, and all they want to do is, oh, I just want to go there, right?
Yeah.
And so a good way to think about that is in the spirit form, in the spirit realm, that is all that exists. Unconditional bliss, love, that feeling that is hard to explain. It's just an experience that you experience inside you. That is all there is. So, you know, all the other emotions, all the other experiences don't exist in that realm. Another thing that doesn't exist is the physical form. So there is no creation. There is no tangible shifting energy, Doctor Strange-ing it to create a reality. That doesn't exist over there. Mm-hmm. You get to watch it. You get to see it and go, oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, silly humans, you know, but you don't actually get to play in it and, you know, get your hands dirty, so to speak. So the beauty and the reason why we're here then is to be able to Doctor Strange it, literally manipulate energy from our internal being to actually create something outside of us. We're only here to create. And when you can understand that on a deep level and actually start to experience that from doing and practicing and actually living that lifestyle. I don't like the word lifestyle. It's almost like a practice. It's just a practice.
It is a practice.
Then everything just becomes a lot less serious. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you can laugh at all these silly human things that make us so human, you know?
Yeah.
With that
laughter, with that giggle, we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with Momo. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And I'm with Momo, and we're talking about how to become wealthy from the inside out. Momo's had firsthand experience. She has been to the bottom of the barrel, and she has totally redefined her life, what everything means to her, so that she can be the influencer and the entrepreneur and the soul teacher that she is out in life, helping so many people. With a word that I love that she uses is hack. hack the outer world, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, Momo.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people, and this includes myself, for a long time I felt trapped in not only my body, but in my life. I felt trapped in a system that I did not feel like I understand or belonged. This includes the economy, this includes the society that we live in, the culture, everything, right? And I grew up in the US in California, which is known to be, you know, the American dream, freedom, capitalism, all that stuff. And yet, even within that, I still felt very, very well trapped. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, about hacking the outer world, how hacking the physical outside world and systems that we belong in, right? Which obviously we can't get out of. We don't need to, actually. That's not how it works. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. So the outer world, the biggest piece that I feel like gave me the clarity that the world, the outside world can be hacked. So for a long time, I was staying in a state of, and people don't like this word, but victimhood, right? Oh, mm-hmm. And I couldn't even, I knew that that's where I was on a subconscious level, but I couldn't admit it to myself. I didn't. When you're in that victim state, it's like, no, I'm not the problem. That is the problem. If yeah. that wasn't there, I wouldn't be this way. And that is the epitome of what victimhood is, right? But at the time, you're going, no, that's not, I'm not a victim. That's the problem, right? But that is literally the definition of victimhood. And so for a long time, I've lived my life that way. Up until I got sick, that is literally how I lived. I was a victim and a slave to my outside circumstances. Mm-hmm. So the biggest piece here is to fully understand how the cosmos actually works, how our world actually works. If we can understand that, which is how you hack the system, you can actually leverage the system, because the system, the great thing about the systems that we have in place are they're very stable, isn't the right word. They're very consistent. They're very predictable. They repeat themselves over and over. We've seen that with the economy. We've seen that with, our politics and the world affairs. We've seen it over the weather, you know, over and over. They repeat, they're very predictable, right? And so if we can leverage that in a way that we, that it can actually help us and create what we want, it's actually a beautiful thing. So by leveraging that, I mean, the first thing that needs to happen is, and we hear this a lot, is it's actually, it's an inside job, right? And we'll go into that a little bit more later, but that's the first piece you have to understand. And the first like step in even starting the inside job is to understand that you are choosing to be a victim. Nothing is happening to you in life. Life is actually happening for you. It's a huge shift. And it's usually not like a one day, oh, I get it now, because we can get it in our mental mind. It doesn't mean our subconscious blocks have agreed with that. And so there's still layers of blockages that aren't fully on board with it. That's the stuff that needs to be cleared up. But in order to, so that's the first step. We have to reclaim our own life by understanding that we are responsible. Every single choice that we make creates our reality. And we actually have a choice. So the very first time I talked about how I made my choices when I decided that's not the reality that I wanted, I had to be faced with almost a life or death sentence. To me, that's what it was. It was told me that this is what your life was going to look like. And that was not a life for me. That's not a life I want to live. I'd rather not be here if that's the life I'm going to live.
So if you didn't have that illness that really rocked your core, that really mm-hmm. was like a life or death kind of thing, mm-hmm. Would you say that you were kind of like in your comfort zone, like the rest of the a lot of people that are just walking around and that aren't really wanting to make the change simply because it's not about life or death?
Absolutely. So that's how I was living, I want to say, probably all the way up until, which is, you know, most of my childhood. But I now looking back in retrospect. I don't know, maybe a bunch of great planets.
Yeah.
What I noticed is I was also on a deeper layer, deeper level, pushing my boundaries so that I would wake up. So yeah. Me getting sick, I created that. And it took me a while to own that in the beginning because I felt like a victim. Like, why me? But when I look back on it, I realized I was really pushing my boundaries. I mean, as a kid, as a teenager, there's a lot of stuff that goes on and there's a lot of growth and it can be really messy. To be completely honest, I was a wreck. I was a hot mess, running around, you know, without going in too much detail. But, you know, I was a mess of a person. But I hid it all very well. I was depressed. I was very dependent on other sorts of substances. No one knew about this. I hid all of it.
Mm-hmm. And you were in the closet. You were in the closet basically, and you had your mask on.
Exactly. And so the mask just kept getting thicker and thicker because I had to fake it. And so it got to the point where it took so much energy to even have a smile on. It was just like a...
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even smile without it looking like me. It felt like I was going through the motions of life, literally just going through the motions, going out there, coming back and just like collapsing onto the bed because I was exhausted from playing this role for everyone else to feel comfortable. That's what I was doing for days. And you do that enough, you know, it manifests into depression and anxiety and panic attacks and things like this. And I mean, there was even a time where I don't talk about this much, but there was a time where I tried to take my own life. And I couldn't even admit that or express that to anyone because I was so ashamed that that was something that I even considered. I felt so weak. I felt so like guilty, you know, just so much shame around that.
It sounds like you just wanted out of that life. You just really wanted out of that life. You wanted that old part of you to die away so that you, because one of the things I love about you so much is how you completely liberated your soul into the expression that you are in today, right? Mm-hmm. That's your path and that's your purpose, is to liberate the soul. And isn't that also part of why we're here, is to embody our soul and to sing our soul song and to make use and make manifest the gifts that we came here with?
Right. Absolutely. And the biggest piece, and this is more into the inner work, but what I wasn't allowing myself to do was allowing myself to be and feel and be okay with wherever I was. No matter where I was, I would make it not okay. I wasn't supposed to be depressed. Everything in my outside life, I had great, amazing parents who loved me very much. I had a great education. I had, you know, everything that I ever needed. I was taken care of. It's not like I was home, you know, I had a very great life. And so that made me feel even more guilty. How can I feel this way when I've been gifted with all these things? So the biggest thing that most people do is not make it okay to be where you are, wherever that is. Mm-hmm. And you do that enough, it becomes a very, very big problem internally. And it really messes up your internal world. And the biggest thing is with this hacking the outer world is the outer world is directly a reflection of the inner world. Yeah. It's a direct reflection. It's not like a connection. It is what it is, the inside world, but in physical form. That's what it is. So if you can understand, bringing in a little bit of science here in physics, the energy aspect of what we're actually made of in the physical form, we're all made out of matter. This isn't woo-hoo, this is science. We're all made out of matter, atoms, particles, electrons, protons, neutrons. You break it down, we're all made out of the same thing. There's something called antimatter outside of the universe, but here in this physical form, we're made out of matter. What is matter made out of? We're made out of atoms. What are atoms made out of? Again, electrons, protons, neutrons. These are all literally molecules, charges, like negative, positive, neutral charges, swimming around and bouncing around and having reactions, and it creates a whole bunch of that put together creates a being. It creates a thing, even the table that we're sitting on, right? Sitting on, in front of the chair that we're sitting on. Our bodies are made up of molecules. Everything is literally created by this matter. So from there, what is, you know, electrons, protons, they're all energy. They're all charges. What is a charge? It's energy. It can be quantified. So mm-hmm. if everything is made out of energy, then and we don't physically see it, right? We can't see it with our naked eye, but that's what we're made out of. It's almost like if you could break it down and see the molecular level of where everything is, you won't be able to see the difference from your arm and the air because mm-hmm. it's all molecules, right? This is mm-hmm. more dense. There's more things in between, but it's all molecules. They're all atoms and they're all electrons and protons. So everything is just floating molecules and atoms and energy. That's what the actual outside world is made of. Mm-hmm. And if you can see it that way, almost like in a matrix kind of way, if you could imagine all these things just floating molecules, right, with like different shapes, and so you can see the energetic charges in it, it changes your whole perspective. So they're not concrete things. As a physicist would say, if you ask a physicist, where is the electron? They would never say, here it is. They'll say, there's a 98.99% that it's going to be here. Mm. There's a 0.002% it's going to be here. Mm-hmm. It's all probability because it's all ever changing. And whatever is the highest probability is what manifests physically. That is going to be the reality at that given moment, which again can change at any second because they're moving like this all the time. So if you think of it that way and bring that scientific perspective, that physics perspective into our reality that we live in, then if we can manipulate how those energies are placed and the probability of one electron being here versus here, which can change your whole reality, right? Can change, it can be your body from being sick with lupus to not having lupus. It could be that drastic of a change. If you can do that, why would you not try to leverage this energy work, this understanding of energy?
If you could do that, and if you could do not wealthy, to struggling and poverty consciousness and mm-hmm. the whole matrix of feeling powerless mm-hmm. to wealthy, infinitely abundant, exactly. In freedom, financial freedom, living life, creating life the way that you want to live, mm-hmm. fully empowered, sovereign being. Mm-hmm. And so those are the two opposites, right? And exactly. We get to choose, like you said, we get to choose. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take another break, Momo. We're going to be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal, and this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it, and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change, that you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at swisshypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
I'm loving our conversation today with our little mini scientist here, Momo. She is giving us a great education on molecules and electrons and photons and neutrons and how it all fits together. And now, you know, how to make it work with hacking the outer world. We talked about that. And now how do we hack the inner world too?
Yeah. So the secret, which I'm sure everyone's heard of, the law of attraction and how the cosmos actually works. So actually hacking the outer world is all an inside job. It all comes from inside. So the only part in the outer world that you really need to understand is the molecule bit that I went off on, about seeing it as all energy. That helps our framework, our mindset to kind of soften a little bit around the stuff around law of attraction, right?
Yeah.
So really, what is this inside job business that everyone talks about? Like, what does it actually look like? How do we actually do it? I feel like we hear that all the time and we understand it as a vague concept, but no one actually goes into real details of what that looks like. The thing is, it's hard to explain because it's an experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is an experience, and we're just trying to put words to the experience to explain it, which is hard. But the way
can you use one word? So like, you know, use one word and describe to us what it means to be that word and how to actualize that word as an experience.
Experiencing your inner world, you mean? A word to describe the experience of what it means to be in your inner world?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say, and this is like a young millennial term, but okay. the feels. Like that's all it is. It's you feeling your emotions. Like the inner world is basically all just emotions and feeling. And that's why it's so hard to explain, because how do you really describe a feeling? you put words to it and you can do a good job, but sometimes it's hard to navigate that. So the inner world, the way I see it, is it's literally just what you are feeling internally and how you experience that and how you actually translate an emotion, a feeling into a thought, into a belief, into then a paradigm, into a habit, into a behavior, into an action. So it's the whole process of that, starting from a feeling. Everything in our world is evolved around how we are feeling or want to feel.
Yeah, that's it right there. I think that right there is that's it for everything. That's really it. It's how we feel and how we want to feel.
Yep, that is all there is to it.
And so that's right, and that has to do with a frequency then that we're mm-hmm. emitting out into the field.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know.
Yep, and that's the outer world, right? The outer world then takes over from there.
Yeah.
But from people who are practical minded, it does actually translate into action. People say, how do you just think about something and feel something and then it magically happens? Like, no. When you are thinking something and believing something and repeatedly allowing your whole body chemistry to shift into that, because when you think a thought or have an emotional experience, what your brain is actually doing is creating an actual specific chemical cocktail for your brain, which then creates a whole physiological dynamic in your body. So it actually is physically changing your being, you know? And so you do that enough, you're then now going to start training your mind and your brain to create different roads, neural pathways, to have these thoughts over and over, where you won't even have to use your energy and it'll just be default. And then the old way of thinking, old beliefs will then literally physically, the neurons will die off because they're not being used.
Right.
So when you shift that and start doing that more and more, what you start doing is you are literally directing the energy in the places that you want, in the thoughts and the beliefs that you want.
I actually have an experience that I had that can speak to what it is that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So it was 2013, and I was in the process really of embodying my true worth.
Mm-hmm.
Really being worthy, feeling worthy, knowing that I am worthy, right?
Right.
And so in my morning meditation, I'm sitting there and a tear rolls down my face when I realized that I used to have a thought that was attached to a belief, mm-hmm. that was attached to an emotional core wound, mm-hmm. that I wasn't worthy and that I wasn't good enough. And that I used to make choices that reflected that belief.
Absolutely.
Right. And so, and then now, you know, having realized that, then to embody the truth, which is to have a thought that's attached to a belief, that's attached to a knowing, mm-hmm. how worthy I am, right. and to make choices that reflect that.
Right. Absolutely. And you hit it. You hit the inner work. You just described the inner work. Mm-hmm. So it's being able to get that clarity and the awareness of from the deepest part, which is a wound or an experience that you bought into. And so you bought into a belief, which then trickled into a thought pattern that you created, and that then trickled into an action and that reflected the choice that you made for yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. And then when you can get to that awareness and understand, oh my God, that's where it's coming from. When you can see and understand the root of the issue, you can then shift it. If you don't know what that is, there's no way you can shift it. Once you know, you then there's a way to shift it, which is starting from going from a very, very general perspective. So with any, this is the inner work, when you're shifting a belief or trying to get rid of a belief, like you know in your head it's not true, but your heart just has not followed it yet. There's a part of you that still believes it. You can't fake it till you make it. That's not how it works, unfortunately. You have to allow yourself to see why you still believe it. You have to acknowledge and respect where you are now. And when you start seeing what I do is when I find a core belief that I really don't like. For example, one of them was it was about my worth. A lot of it is about my worth and around money. And I didn't believe that I could receive money if I didn't, just for being me. I felt like I had to give something, I had to do something, I had to sacrifice myself in some way in order for me to receive. That was a big one for me. Just receiving just because it was my right, like that didn't even register. I couldn't even understand. So in order for me to be able to now embody that and be okay with that, and I'm still working on it because it's still practice, right? I had to go very general and start working on and start picking up, looking at beliefs that I knew that I was 100% behind, and start from there, and then start tweaking that just a little bit so that my being can be like, okay, I can buy into that. So it started off with, okay, well, I know I deserve to be happy. That was something I already knew. I was like, yeah, I'm behind that. I'm okay with that. And then, okay, well, is it okay for me to be happy and receive money? Well, I can buy into that. Just adding and tweaking just a little bit, even just the wording of maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
Not it's okay, but maybe it's okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can buy into the possibility of it being okay. And you start shifting into it more and more. And then when you get stuck going, I can't go beyond that, look at it and go back and go general and do it again.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I know that you help a lot of people, Momo, move through these same kind of beliefs and issues and things. You're an amazing healer. You've healed your body. You've overcome an incredible illness where you were literally being told that, you know, you had to be on medication for the rest of your life, and you are, you healed yourself. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of gifts that you have embraced through. Mm-hmm. Through your illness, which you now say that was actually a gift for you. That was your mm-hmm. body. Your body was speaking to you, and for you to really fully claim your power and claim your authority right. as a sovereign being. And now, how is it that people can, first of all, you have free gifts for people today. I want to tell everybody about that. And then I also want to let everybody know how they can grow with you, flow with you, stay in contact with you mm-hmm. over the series and beyond.
Mm-hmm. So I have some free gifts. It is a 20-minute soul liberation consult is what I like to call them. But my program, my one-on-one coaching program that's 3 months is basically based on liberating your soul to become the wealthiest version of yourself inside and out. And so these consults are basically they're like mini coaching sessions, but really what we're doing is we're really uncovering what it is that are your roadblocks that are keeping you from your highest version of you. Like we're going to talk through that. We're going to figure out what it is there. So you actually, it's almost like you have a mini roadmap of all the like big guys. So that if you want to go off on your own and, you know, go on your journey, you can. Hmm. But also see if we are a soulmate match. And if we are, why would you want to go on that journey on your own when I can help you? I mean, obviously you can, and you know, I've done it myself too, and that's great, but I've done so many, like I've done all the mistakes. I have gone through so much, and it's almost like I can jumpstart that for you by guiding you so you don't have to do it on your own. So you don't have to walk through it in the dark.
Get access to that?
So if you go to my website, momoyasutake.com, I know it's a little bit of a mouthful and hard to spell maybe.
Now go ahead and spell it out, Momo.
It's at momoyasutake.com. You can, everything is there. You can join my Instagram from there. You can join, our radio shows up there, and you can book an appointment. I only have about 8, I think. So I don't have that many spaces, but, so if you want a spot, jump on it, go ahead and go in there. You just book your time and everything will be set up. There's a little questionnaire in the beginning survey to see, where you're at. And so it'll give us, so we can utilize our 20 minutes, efficiently instead of wasting it. So I have that there. If you forget, you can always go to my Instagram. I do everything on Instagram. So it's the fastest way to connect with me is instead of email almost feels like too heavy now. Just direct message me on Instagram. It's my handle name is Momo Juliet with 1 T. So it's MOMOJULIET. Just search me, you'll find me, follow me, DM me, all that stuff.
And how do people get access of the free gift?
It's already on the website.
It's on the website. So all they do is just go to your website, mm-hmm. and they'll have access
for yeah, their- go scroll all the way down and it'll be like schedule a soul consult and just click on that and you'll be able to book it.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with Momo.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Sometimes I wish that we could actually record our breaks. I mean, yeah, have our breaks live because we were talking about the most important thing is that we're happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And so
yeah. So again, touching down onto when you're stripped down to your core, when everything in your reality that was normal to is no longer your reality, you can't do all the things that you used to be able to do normally anymore. The only thing that matters, you realize in life, is to be happy and being in your bliss. Literally, that's the only thing that matters. And what's funny is once you get stripped down and you lose everything and you understand that, you now also understand that once you are embodying that frequency, everything that you've ever wanted has to come in because it is law. You're now radiating that happy, bliss, amazing frequency. And so all the things that match that then come into your life. So it's funny how you have to almost like break down completely and be like, oh, and go, okay, I don't care about nothing but happiness. I am ready to choose my well-being and make that my priority over everything else. And once you do, it's like, oh, really? Okay, here you go. Here's gifts. Here's that. Here's money. And you're just like, it was that easy? That's all I had to do? Like, really? It's almost like you have to relearn how to live in joy.
I like that. Relearn how to live. Relearn how to live. That's exactly it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's almost like, not a shame, but like a, people think that you're gloating or like you can't show how great things are because you feel bad. It's like, there's almost like you put yourself on a limit, like you give yourself an upper limit on how happy you can feel. Partially, maybe sometimes it's a fear of like, well, what if this goes away? There's a lot of that. But what I like is, so I like to talk about what can people do now?
Right.
Whether they're working with someone or not, like free, like right now, what can I do now to start embodying that a little bit more? How do I relearn how to live in my joy now? So my favorite exercise is whatever choice that you're about to make, whatever thing that you're about to do, just tune in and see if your energy goes up or down. When you think about that, there is no in between. There is no gray. It either just goes up or goes down, even if it's a little bit. So even something like, I start with something small that's not charged. Like, do I want chicken or beef? Like, that's not charged to me. I don't have to have a, you know, they're both great. But I can just see how my energy goes up or goes down. And that'll show, for me, that's the radar of alignment, right? And then you can go into bigger choices like, okay, well, is this investment, this business investment for me, is it aligned to me or not? And when it goes up, it's undeniable. It's this fluttering feeling. It's like a, it's an excitement, it's expansion. It's a great feeling. We all know what joy feels like. We definitely, most people have experienced at least once in their life, I'm sure. So yeah. That feeling comes up, even if it's subtle, you have to listen to it. You have to feel into it. Or if it sinks, you kind of make like your whole body even changes. So you go, and it feels heavy. You're not excited. You feel small. You like kind of want to hide. There's a little bit of tension. Mm-hmm. It like your body like sinks a little bit. That's an indicator that it's lowering your vibration, which in energetic speak, it literally tightened your field. It doesn't expand. It gets smaller. So if you start playing with that and with every choice that you're making, and you will start to see what choices that you are making that are in alignment and what are not. It's pretty fascinating when you first start that. You start noticing, oh, look at all the things that I do that's actually deflating me like no other, or making my energy lower, or like depleting me. It's amazing to see how many choices that we do is that's actually not serving us.
That are not conscious. They're not conscious with the body, like really conscious choices that, is this really going to liberate me and add value to my happiness?
Right. And then, and then from there, once you notice it, right, then you can go, okay, well, I'm going to start playing with that. I'm going to start seeing where my joy is and my bliss is. And this is my favorite part because this is like the most important step, but also the most funnest. Yeah,
funnest is good. I love funnest. Yeah.
But it's like, it's almost like, again, you have to relearn what joy is. So it's like, okay, well, what would make me happy, really happy right now? And aside, sorry, that's the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, but like, what would actually make me happy right now? If there was an easy button where I can have everything my way, and if I could press that, what would that look like? It's almost like you're practicing to daydream. You're relearning how to daydream and to allow yourself to be comfortable in that frequency of daydreaming.
Or imagining.
Exactly. Exactly.
Imagining, right? So just imagine what it would be like.
Exactly.
So since we're talking about it, building inner wealth and then, of course, materializing it in our physical world, in our 3D world as well, with our fifth dimensional consciousness, right, mm-hmm. that we're learning how to embody our wealth. What is it that you want, Momo, as far as what is it that you're building as far as your financial empire?
What is it that I want? I've always known this since I was little, is I want to make an impact and shift the frequency and the consciousness of the world. And I want to do that while I'm playing, while I'm running around doing in bliss. I want it to feel like play. I love, and I also like to create. So if I can do that with a team of people who are here to change the world and change lives and be able to do that in a creative, fun way where it's not serious, that's all I want to do. I mean, I can go into details of what that actually looks like. I mean, right now it's me moving to Bali, which is huge.
You moving to Bali. That's
huge. Uprooting my life and going to Bali and kind of going back and forth between Bali and Santa Cruz in California. Uh-huh. Meeting over there, just meeting and collaborating with a whole bunch of other expats and digital nomads and creative people who are trying to change the world. That's really exciting. And who knows what's going to happen from there. But honestly, a part of it is the freedom to not have to know. And kind of let myself be of service to the cosmos and see where it takes me. That's a part of my joy.
And while you're doing all of that, you're radiating wealth from the inside out. You're saying yes to your inner millionaire. You're saying yes to abundant wealth in your reality simply because that's who you are being today. And we were talking about this earlier, about being the energy that you want to see in the world. What does that mean? And that's what it means, is you're doing it from the inside out. Let us, in just 20 seconds, give the audience one more time about where they can find you, your website, and spell it out.
Yeah. So my website is momoyasutake.com, my full name, MOMOYASUTAKE.com. My handle name for Instagram is MomoJuliet, MOMOJULIET with one T. Everything is on my website. You can book that free consult. You can also find me on my IG. I do a lot of live content and free content there.
Gotta go. Thanks so much, Momo. Love you lots. Yay. We'll see you next time. Cheers.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.